What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options at risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
The word volatility, and oftentimes people think that market's going up, but volatility swings on both sides of the pendulum here, and we have dropped over a dollar in corn futures in the last four or five trading sessions. So volatility continues to stay hot, and that's a big discussion here this morning.
We're all looking at weather, and it does look like there's a shot of rain here this week.
There's many people who this will be a deal changer if this rain hits, and for what amount and for how widespread. So some weather guys are calling for quite a bit of rain in North Dakota. It looks to me like the models have been 8 to 10 days out, very heavy with rain, and then as the reality of those days moves forward, it doesn't always show up. But this one could be a deal changer for the Plains, Canada, Montana. Some of the wheat's in trouble, but corn and beans still have a wonderful opportunity if these rains hit then.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, last night I was up watching the markets, and Bitcoin had a pretty big drop, $7,000 drop, based on Elon Musk tweets and thoughts that Tesla company, who was at one point accepting Bitcoin as payment, had possibly liquidated their Bitcoin position. So anytime you can get one person who could send out a tweet and move a multi-billion dollar market 30%, that actually gets people wondering, Don, is this really an asset class or just some type of game?
We're all seeing these input costs continue to drive higher.
Farmers are really trying to see what they could pay for fertilizer for 22 crop, and there was the thought, hey, can you get your cash rents locked in, buy fertilizer and sell some 22 futures, and that opportunity looks like it passed as the 22 market has dropped equally. And so getting a grip on these inputs is definitely a concern. Moving forward, the word inflation is being used a lot.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.